Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for the first time ever on the Lauren Whitey Morning Show. It's Emily Singer. Joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Emily?
I am fantastic. It is so nice to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here.
Nice to have another girl in here.
Yeah, first of all, we should mention that Emily will be playing at Jimmy Tingle's Off-Broadway Theater, Davis Square, Somerville, coming up this Sunday evening. And tickets are available at 617-591-1616 or jimmytingle.com.
And you're a Boston gal, right?
Yes, I am. Born and bred.
Nice. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
Have you been like upset about how cold it's been here in the great city?
I like this weather.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. My God. Yeah, yesterday it was so, I know it was windy, but it was so like beautiful. I went on a nice long walk.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I saw this sign. It said full body massage.
Yeah, no kidding.
Walk-ins welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in on several massages. I was not that welcome.
Really? You can't believe everything you read. Yeah, really. You really can't.
Okay. So, I hate it when you walk into an establishment and there's a sign on the wall that says bathrooms for employees only.
Yeah. Right.
Because then you got to take the time to fill out the application.
Yeah. And when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah,
I know. You have exactly. 2 minutes notice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know who's got signs now, too? You guys probably know this. The train. Have you ever been on Amtrak recently?
Yeah.
In the washroom over the sink, they actually have a sign that says, "May we suggest that you clean the sink for the next passenger?"
Yeah.
Right.
They can't afford to hire someone? I thought this was outrageous. And then I thought, well, maybe not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I went home. I made my own sign. I put it right next to my bed. "May we suggest that you make the bed for the next guy."
Did it work?
It's working.
Yeah, great. That's great. Okay.
So you're single and you're talking about know, the bed and everything?
I'm really single. I'm not good with dating. I don't know what it is. The first date usually goes really well, and then I'm trying to say, "Talk to you soon," and what comes out of my mouth is, "Stalk you soon."
It happens. Yeah.
And, I'm a person of my word, so the second date usually is pretty long and involves a court date.